Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
On this Monday, what a beautiful weekend that was, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, the
absolutely
most perfect weather I can remember. I can't believe how cool it is for September.
Yeah, I was actually able to work out in the yard for a little while Saturday morning, so that helped.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. We went kayaking this weekend. My daughter and I put together every year a mother-daughter kayaking trip. So we did that this weekend, and we normally, you know, push off. We always do it in September. We normally push off with, like, you know, a ton of water so we don't dehydrate and, like, you know, sunblock, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we were bundled up in long sleeves and pants. And it was but it was so beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And we had a great weekend. Everybody did, you know, but the coolness and just interesting to me. It's going to be a little warmer this week. It's going to go back up in the 70s and maybe hit the 80s a little bit. But just seeing the Farmer's Almanac forecasting that this will be a record cold winter, and Farmer's Almanac amazes me, right? Because this publication's been around for a long time, and their seasonal forecasts, right, are among the most accurate on Earth, on Mother Earth.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
And that they're able to do this based on accumulated observations and data that go back decades and decades and even into the last century. And that they're able to forecast whole seasons better than our weather services, which is amazing. So they have an 80% correct track record. To give you some idea, I did an article on this to see how accurate, it was an investigative piece actually, how accurate the weather forecasting actually is. And we found at 5 days for weather services, it is actually more accurate to flip a coin on whether it will rain or not than it is to trust their 5 day out forecast. Now it starts to get tighter and better at about 72 hours, and then you start to get up to about 75% confidence, right? And 2 days is pretty good. So those five-day forecasts are almost useless. They're almost trends more than anything. And so to see the Farmer's Almanac get that right when our weather forecasting, you know, services, National Weather Service, all of that is wrong at 5 days so much is really cool. So it's going to be interesting to see if that holds true, but the signs are already there that it's going to be a cool winter. That we're going into kind of a cool period. So, and you can see that with the sunspot activity. I mean, that is one of the big drivers of cool versus warm weather. And those who've used it to predict trends have gotten them shockingly right. But anyway, so all of that is going on. Earliest, by the way, in my neighborhood, I knew, you know how it goes, when one guy in the beginning of the neighborhood that everybody has to drive by decorates, the whole neighborhood does it.
Oh, yeah, and then the dominoes fall.
Yeah, and the dominoes fall. I have never seen, and this trend started last year, too, with the early decorating for Christmas. I have never seen Halloween decorations go up all over my neighborhood in September, but they're all up. So this early decorating thing is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I think people, like, need something to look forward to.
I think that's it. I think people are just fed up with the here and now and are hopeful for the future.
Yes. Well, Crash is now demanding the entire house be decorated. He's a big decorator. Yeah. He loves, never seen a person in my life like my son so into holidays. He's going to be that guy in the neighborhood that has his own radio channel you can tune to.
Exactly.
To play the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For
his
Christmas. Yeah, he's going to be that guy. You know, where everybody's like, that guy's nuts, but they secretly admire his work.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not when he's out there for like a whole weekend taking it down, though. But anyway, all right. So moving on. 12. What did you? They closed the migrant camp. How did they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we just let them all go.
Well, there you go.
Wait, what? Oh, yes. We just let them all go.
Well, see, that's probably the AOC plan for crowded prisons. We'll just let them all go.
Well, actually,
what
it is.
Prison crowding.
Did you see what she proposed letting everybody out of Rikers?
Oh, yeah.
Rikers Island.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are some of the most violent people. She proposed letting them out the same day, same week it was discovered she has her own private security force. So she's not worried about them.
No.
She doesn't care. Yeah, let them all out, Rikers Island. They're really great guys. It was all just a misunderstanding about the murders, rapes, drug deals, assaults, and attempted murders and armed robberies. It was just a big misunderstanding. And really, it can be blamed on the cops, really.
Well, of course, because if they weren't there, the crimes wouldn't have happened.
Thank you. See? It's like a tree falling in the forest.
Yes.
If nobody is there to hear it, then did it really fall? Because nobody heard the sound, so it didn't happen, right? If you don't write the police report, the armed robbery didn't happen. The money's still gone, though. It's weird.
Yeah.
Funny how that happens. Yeah, it's, but nobody understood. Anyway, so that's where we are. All right, so back to Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy.
I thought you were referring to your Yorkas, but.
No. He can kiss Mayorkas, though. I tell you what, after this weekend, okay, so you cleared to camp. Yeah, we did. It was great. It's good work. So where'd they go, Mr. Head of the Department of Homeland Security? Oh, yeah, we released them. Come again? Yeah, we released them.
Of the 17,400 that weren't deported back or didn't return on their own to Mexico, how many of them how many have been released into the U.S.?
I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000 have been released. Yes. It could be even higher.
Okay, well, when are 12,000 in a camp, though? Well, yeah, well, so you just dumped them. Well, yeah, we did. Okay, so, but I mean, you totally tested them for coronavirus before you let them go, right? You folks, the same people, Biden administration, saying that if you want to keep your job in America, you either have to be vaccinated, right? Or you have to test once or twice weekly. I can't remember, but you're going to have to test weekly.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get, the EU confused with America. But anyway.
Gee, I can't imagine why.
And that's probably because we're following the French on this vaccine passport thing. But anyway, okay. So you like totally tested them, right, for COVID? You know, like Americans have to be tested if they want to have their job, you know, like that. No. I'm sorry, what? No. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says we did not test the Haitian migrants for coronavirus before releasing them. But you required they get the shot, right, before you let them go. She didn't have time to test them. No. No? No. But I need a shot or the test to work?
Well, of course.
But they don't. Okay. Because you know all those kids are going to go right into our schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you know they were all given work papers. That's part of the release. You have to give them work papers because they are presumed asylees, right? That's why they get their work papers. So they're going to all go into workplaces then, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Just so we're clear here on what rules apply to what people.
No.
But I still need a weekly test or a shot to work.
Right.
Because I'm an American. But if they have coronavirus, see, the way it works is if you're not technically an American, you know, you're an illegal immigrant, then you're not technically here, right? So you can't technically spread COVID. It's kind of like the same principle of how COVID spreads in bars and other small businesses, but not at the Walmart.
Because we know that can't happen.
No, it doesn't happen. Meanwhile, did you see? I got a message from my child's school.
Okay.
Okay. This is insane. If even one player on her team tests positive for COVID,
okay,
they're done for the season. No championship.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they're 0-7. They're 7-0. Excuse me. Right now, they've won all their games. They're going into the championship. They have defeated everybody, and there is one other team that is also 7-0. So all the parents want to know who's going to win, right? All the kids want to know who's going to win. Be an epic championship game, right? You know how this is. You've had kids play sports.
Absolutely.
These are memories for life.
Yep.
You'll be 45 years old, and you'll either remember that great thing you did in the game or the mistake you made in the game, but you'll remember.
Yeah, one way or the
you know
other.
What I'm saying? Like,
hopefully
this
it's
is,
that great game.
Yeah, this is amazing, and these girls have worked so hard for this. And what they're saying is, and this is going to start to happen to football teams and everything, what they're saying is since there's only technically a few weeks left in the season, if anybody on the team tests positive, even if the rest of the team is negative, doesn't matter. Whole team goes down, end of season, no championships for you, you're done. You're not allowed to win.
Why can't that one player just be
Thank
out?
You.
That just would sort of make sense because that's what they do in the NFL and the NCAA Division I college football.
Greenville County Schools.
Oh, good grief.
So, and the reason this is because the season is ending. Okay, I got two questions here. This is incredibly cruel to do to children. Incredibly cruel. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a championship away from players who haven't even tested positive while we let Haitians into the country who are unvaxxed and dump them in our schools? Sure, why not? Okay, Haitians who we never even bothered to test, dump the kids in the schools? Sure, why not? Here's two questions. Number one, why can't we test the rest of the team if they're negative, they play?
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
makes sense.
Number two, why can't we extend the season?
That would be an opportunity, too, because plenty of games have been rescheduled. Some of these high school
sure.
football games that we have had, high school football, by the way, which obviously is the county district sports as well. Some of those games have been rescheduled. Now, I realize that not all can be because, you know, football's a – you know, that's pretty large undertaking. But, some of these things could just simply be rescheduled.
Literally not allowed to have this because of a COVID win. Mm-hmm. You got to understand me from my perspective, right? Because you know my story.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter, when she was in the second grade, saw a middle school championship game in her sport. And those girls, of course, you know, you're in second grade, they look like giants, right? They look like adults. And she was just enthralled. And she was determined that she was not only going to get into that sport, she was gonna win her championship game. She was so inspired. So, you know what I mean? I've been on the road for 3 years traveling up and down the East Coast, okay? This is my child's dream. And she did it. They did it. They are on track for this. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they'll lose. But this is her dream. And look, I get it. If we, you know, if she or her team had failed, life circumstances, something like this. But this is preventable.
Yeah.
This is using politics to punish kids and take things away that don't need to be taken away. And so we get a message from the coach. If anybody tests positive on our team, our season is over. Our championship is over. You don't ever get a chance again to have this. And they took it the same way last year.
Mm.
They took it from us last year to... years of my child's life stolen, punished. This is just political punishment. You will not enjoy your life until you follow the regime. We control everything. We suck every bit of joy out of life. We suck every bit of hope out of life, and we do it for no reason. We don't even know why we do it. This is incredibly cool to do to our team and the team maybe even that would beat us. Incredibly cruel. This has got to end, Lee. And because if we're being told, again, by the CEO of Pfizer, that this vaccine, this virus is always going to be with us for the rest of our lives, forever. You're going to need a booster every year and we're still going to have it. Are we just going to do this to kids every year? Is that the plan?
Must be.
You know what? Don't even bother to enroll your kids in sports. If that's don't even bother. Because don't bother. Your season will end when the kid gets COVID and somebody's going to get COVID on your team in the next 2 weeks. It's going to happen. They'll test positive anyway.
Let's just get the districts out of a... sports and just let it be an independent.
Yeah, it's too
situation.
Dangerous. It's too dangerous. Let's just quit everything. Let's just quit life.
No, but I mean, come up with an independent league that has nothing to do with the districts.
We're going to have to because yeah. this is getting
and privatize I feel, high school
yes,
sports.
And I feel terrible for the football players. This is going to happen to and the basketball players who would have been looked at by recruiters who worked their butts off for years.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, game over. But wait, I.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So the big fake news story right now, there's always one running. Do you know Trump supporters beat Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick to death with fire extinguishers? It's true. It's not true. No. Wait. You mean they knew that from the beginning? Mm-hmm. But wait, all these television stations, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, they claim they independently confirmed it. So did the Washington Post and the New York Times. How could they independently have confirmed it if it didn't happen? Because they lied. So the big hoax running right now is that the Border Patrol were whipping Haitians. So, I mean, if you watch mainstream media, you think that actually happened. And everybody's playing along, pretending it happened. Psaki, circle back, Psaki's pretending it happened. Joe Biden is pretending that it happened. Okay, what is the evidence that it happened? Let's go tear this apart like we do so many days on this show. What's the evidence that it happened? Well, there was a picture. They got caught red-handed. Okay, cool. So the guy who took the picture, he agrees, right? That, I mean, he saw that they were whipping people, the Border Patrol, and they were whipping them, and then he saw in photograph. Wait a minute. The photographer says nobody was whipping anybody? No. It's the way the photo was taken from the side. It looks as if the agent has whipped somebody, but he didn't. They didn't. The El Paso photographer, Paul Ratchie, said he didn't ever see them. The agents whip anybody. He was swinging the reins, but I didn't see him whip anybody with it. That's an exclusive interview with KTSM NBC9 in El Paso. Okay, so this is a problem for the left. So they're simply ignoring it and pretending it's not the case. So this is a total lie. But the Biden people are pretending it's not. Here's Biden, man. He is going to get to people who didn't do this.
I promise you those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong.
There will be consequences. I feel bad for these agents because you know what consequences mean. If they are running one of these fake media scams, the people who they lie about, in this case, the Border Patrol agents whipping people, they suffer real consequences. We've seen it doesn't matter what the truth is. And this is just as a distraction. Let me explain what was going on here real quickly. I grew up writing both Western style and Hunsie style. I wrote competitively when I was a kid. And in the Western style, what you'll see is separate reins. So they're not the reins that connect to the bit, to the horse's mouth, are not tied together. Although some people who ride Western style will tie them together. But they're two sides, right? The reason the reins are left one in one hand and one in the other is so you can whip the horse with them. That sounds cruel if you haven't ever ridden. If you have, you know why you do it. Their skin is very tough. And so it is kind of that extra impetus, say, move this, that, whatever. It's used to command the horse. In hunt seat, which is the English style, smaller seat, it's the kind you ride competitively, the reins are actually together. You can't whip the horse with the reins. You use a riding crop. I still have my riding crop at my dad's house, actually. It doesn't hurt the horse. It looks bad when you do it if you don't know that, but it doesn't hurt the horse. I would never do anything that would hurt an animal. Okay, so what these border agents were doing is what Western-style riders do when they ride. And English-style, too. They just use the crop. They take the open side of the reins. This is why the reins are cut in the middle, so you can hold one in one hand and one in the other. They go, whack. You'll hear them. You'll whack. And a lot of times they'll click, too, and it's a motivating sign to the horse, hey, move forward. And so what was happening was these agents were swinging the reins as you do when you ride this style. I've done it. Anybody who's ridden this style's done it. And the reins are going, they're flying through the air in the picture, and it looks like the rein is kind of like, you know, it's kind of behind the immigrant, so you can't see if it hit him or not. It's an illusion. And that is what the photographer is essentially explaining here. He said his photos have, quote, really been misconstrued, unquote. So, look, the Democrats know this. The media knows this. But it's a good narrative. They could send Al down there, Al Sharpton, to pretend there's some sort of horrific racial incident going. And they could focus on that and pretend they didn't just let 12,000 unvaccinated people into the country with no COVID test. Some of whom are children, who will go right into our schools. And then they could pretend they care about racism and deflect from the COVID question. It's their playbook. And like I said, it's if they're not running some big lie or some scam, it doesn't even feel right anymore. But this is the big lie they're telling right now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
No more Jedis. Wait, what? Scientific American, founded in 1845, has published such brilliant minds as Albert Einstein, Linus Pauling, J. Robert Oppenheimer, and explored subjects as diverse as perpetual motion and solar neutrinos, contributed mightily to our scientific understanding. Now says it's settled science that Jedi, as in Return of the Jedi, because they're always coming back. Well, you make tens of millions of dollars per movie, they do come back. Yeah, the Jedi are, there. It's white supremacy. Wait, what? You thought it was just a movie? Yeah, it used to be. They are problematic white saviors and thus white supremacists. And they also practice toxic masculinity. So we're not going to be able to do that anymore. We're not going to be able to have them. In an actual story published Thursday called, quote, "Why the Term Jedi is Problematic for Describing Programs That Promote Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion." These pseudoscientists take on the idea of Jedi as inappropriate mascots for social justice. Oh, they're going to be canceled. They're going to be canceled. They say the scientific world should jettison the Jedi, including naming anything after them or displaying any Star Wars memorabilia in common workspaces. Do you have any Jedi Star Wars memorabilia in your workspace? It could be white supremacy. But wait, I like to move it on. Nope, white supremacists. But no, I just thought it was... Okay, what is the evidence? Well, the Jedi are a religious order of intergalactical police monks. So you know they're bad, right? I mean, they're monks. That's right there. You know they're white supremacists. How do we know? Shut up. Prone to white saviorism. As I recall, they saved every species. As I recall. And they were very tolerant of other species and people who did not look like them. And some people who really didn't look like them. They had like eight arms. Toxically masculine approaches to conflict resolution. Okay, what is a toxically masculine approach to conflict resolution? That's where you don't turn to the woman and ask her what to do, because she knows best. Toxically masculine approaches to conflict resolution. You know what's interesting? My daughter and I, we went kayaking over the weekend, and we had this fascinating conversation in the world on the way home. She's a huge fan of anime. And if you've noticed, if you've been on Netflix at all lately, or even Amazon, you'll notice there's a ton of anime, like cartoons, right? And she and my son are just sucked into anime. That's what they watch. And so I was like, how'd you come into get into anime? She said, oh, everybody's into anime. And they're basically Japanese warrior films with great characters. I said, why are kids watching anime? And she said, because American cartoons, she's 13. My son's 11. American cartoons are too woke. There's no wokeness in anime. It's just, she said, you know, in American cartoons that they're targeting at kids now, like all the characters are either gay or all the heroes are female and all the males are dumb. I was astonished that was why she was doing that. I said, that's why you guys are watching so much anime lately. She's like, yeah, we can't deal with the rest of it. And she was even telling me, it was fascinating, she pulled up an article how that Japanese comics, like the comic books, for the first time, and they've had their comic books and their characters just like us for decades, right? Are now outselling American comics, like the Marvel series and that kind of thing, because there's none of this stuff. There's none of this woke stuff. Where, you know, Batman of Robin has gone from having a crush on a woman to having a crush on a man. All of this, she said, it just ruins the characters. We don't want a message. We don't want a social message. And she's 13. She could see it. She's like, I just can't take it anymore. And she said, the writers they're hiring for this stuff are just bad writers. They're being hired for their wokeness. She's 13. I said, truly, that's why you guys are watching all the same. And I like the anime because it's generally rated G or PG. So it's very tame. And I check out what they watch. I didn't know why they were into this. She said, yeah, we're all doing it. So they literally can't take American culture at a young age. I was fascinated by the conversation with her all the way home. Texter writes, the Jedi are very diverse with multiple races and genders. They must not have watched the movies. Texter writes, I'm a dead-eye 70-year-old Jedi. Texter writes, Tara, Mace Windu may say different. Another texter writes, hey, Terry, I think these idiots forgot to tell Samuel L. Jackson he is white, a white supremacist, since he was the second most powerful Jedi. Another texter writes, a famous philosopher once said, you can't fix stupid. Y'all are on fire this morning on the text line, which is 71307, by the way. Texter writes, so Yoda is a white racist, question mark. These people crazy are. I know, they're nuts. Folks, this is so classic. You know what? This is exactly what happened during the Chinese Communist Revolution to a T. Anything that was unique to their culture, anything thus that was a source of national pride, the Star Wars, uniquely American cultural phenomenon. The world loves it. Got to be erased. Got to be turned to a thing of shame. It's all part of destroying the culture and the national identity. So anything that is uniquely American and good has to go. Has to go. Got to be. It has to be canceled and trod upon. So it's to destroy the culture, the national unity, and make it a thing of shame. These are classic communist tactics. Texter writes, Baby Yoda wasn't deported, so he had to be canceled. Okay. Nuts. Texter writes, welder friend here, you can't fix stupid, but you can numb it with a 2x4. Okay. We don't encourage violence on this show, but thank you for contributing to the text line this morning. Texter writes, not white supremacy. Scientific American, again, a bastion of the scientific community, once published Albert Einstein, now says, it's settled science. Jedi are white supremacists. It's white supremacy. So, and warning, if you have any Star Wars memorabilia, like, you know, run the office, run the cubby, that's going to have to go because white supremacy. Texter writes, I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Wow, really? Do you live in this country? I'm just curious. I've never met a person like that. I've never seen a Star Wars movie, but now I think I'll have to, just to irritate liberals and leftists. All right, you'll enjoy them. Don't watch the modern ones. They're not as good. Go back and watch the originals. Texter writes, I am not a white supremacist. I just hate stupidity regardless of what ethnicity is coming from. Why can't people have more common sense about this stuff like me? I don't know. Texter writes, as a 62-year-old male, married 40 years, I now know I am a lesbian. That's cool. That's good. Good for you. He continues, I know this because I did not enjoy my last doctor visit. All right. Another texter writes, Sith, not Stith. They reverse the letters. Sith are woke because they kill everyone regardless of race, gender, or political views. Now, the Scientific American has not weighed in on the Sith, so we do not know if it's settled science that they are racist or not. So we're going to have to reserve judgment on that. So just to be safe, they blanket canceled all Star Wars memorabilia. So that would include Sith. So I'm saying, you're gonna take it all down today. I mean, because it could be a microaggression if you were to, you know, wear a Star Wars shirt and stuff. Texter writes, Disney paid over $1 billion to acquire the rights to Star Wars. I'll be really surprised if they cancel it. Another texter writes, Tara, what is your take on the 135 House Republicans who voted for the NDAA with red flag for provisions for former military? Yeah, they want to take all their guns. Well, shoot, if I would have left, I would too. Can't have any armed opposition. Matt Gaetz is claiming it was a staff error and will be removed from the final bill. Why should we believe him? Oh, I think we should believe them. No, because none of them read what they're voting for. No, they don't, including the Republicans. If he says he had no idea was in there, they had no idea was in there when they voted to take the guns of former military, I believe them. I don't think they have any clue what they vote for. That's actually believable. You voted for what, sir? Well, I didn't know it was in there. You voted and you didn't read it? Well, yeah, it's not my fault. Okay. This is an admission they didn't read it? Yeah, we just voted for it. Oh, cool. All right. Texter writes, oh, this is going deep now. That would mean the Empire are the good guys when they killed the Jedi. You know what? Hold on. You may be onto something, right? Because the Jedi had rebelled against the evil Empire, right? Which wanted to control the world and would kill anyone who got in the way, right? So that's okay. They don't want, that's what they don't like here. That's what they don't like. They don't want anybody following that example. You know what's funny? You watched Star Wars, because I rewatched it with the kids a couple of years ago. Watched all of them, because I think the new one was coming out around, I think it was like Christmas. And my husband and I went back, and we do family movie nights. So we rewatched all of them with the kids to catch the kids up, and then we went as a family to watch the new movies, right? And I was amazed after reading so much Revolutionary War history from our country with my kids, how much of Star Wars is loosely based on the Revolution. I mean, it's practically a ripoff. It's really cool once you have that historical background. So yeah, that's why this has to go. You can't be doing this. You can't be wanting to rebel against, an evil, lawless empire. All right, texture rates. Why would they want people watching a movie series where the heroes fight a tyrannical government? I know. But you know what's crazy? But this is Scientific American. Trying to cancel Star Wars. Gotta go. Texture rates. The Jedi are very diverse with multiple races and gender. They must not have watched the movies. Oh, no, they watched them. They just don't like the idea of rebellion. Plus, anything uniquely American, it's got to go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.